Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger's here. What is today?
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, can't wait.
I was born in a crossfire hurricane.
What kind of song you got today?
1980.
You going to hand me a record?
I am.
All right.
1980.
All right.
You got it?
Yeah. I got it in my hand. I'm not looking at it.
I think you're going to like this one.
All right, good.
Yeah. So what we're going to ask you to do, folks, when Ron puts the disc down and puts the needle down on that vinyl, we want you to name a tune and an artist from 37 years ago, a hot little remake, a hot little cover. You name the tune and the artist.
All right. Well, I have no idea what it's going to be, folks, because I ain't looking at this record. So
Wait, put the thing down. You got it. Okay.
Yeah, wrong place. Okay.
You got it. Okay. Here we go.
I'm dropping down the needle right now.
Call us.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our community. This is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and their local high schools. We'll have traffic and weather together. Rand Northam, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and CBS at the top and bottom of the hour. Get your day started with hometown heroes, local commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you better run.
You better run.
You better hide.
You better hide.
You better leave behind Pat Benatar.
Yeah, a little Rock and Roll Tuesday music for you.
Oh, man, that was a hot little number.
Yeah, it was.
She put a little charge, a little feminine charge in that Rascals cover.
Yeah. I love the Rascals, too, by the way.
I do, too. I love both versions.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, she took the Rascals hit, put some charge into it, rode the tune up to number 42, written by Young Rascals Eddie Brigati and Felix Cavalieri.
Yeah.
The song was originally released in May 1966, and it peaked for them at number 20.
Right.
And then, of course, that kind of established Pat Benatar as a rocker. Yeah. And the follow-up to this single was Hit Me With Your Best Shot, which peaked at number 9 for her.
Yeah, she's still out there playing today.
She was a small, I mean, remember how tiny little thing?
Yeah.
Just could belt them.
Yeah, exactly. And she's playing with her husband. Her husband's lead guitarist.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been touring all this time.
I think it's awesome.
I've never seen her in person, but I hear she puts on a great show.
In fact, I remember to this day, me, you, and some of our WCHL buddies in the early 80s sitting in my old Dodge van playing this tune on the cassette player, and we were all like playing air guitar.
Hey, you know what?
Which is hard to do while you're driving.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
But you know, I was thinking about you this past weekend. I was watching one of those on Access TV.
Oh yeah.
They have this REO Speedwagon in concert.
Did they play?
It's Time for Me to Fly.
Did they play that one?
That's right.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. I'm thinking these guys look pretty good. You know, Kevin Cronin, I know, is an original.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about the other guys, but he looks the same, except he's got white hair now.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
And then Roll with the Changes.
Yeah, Roll with the Changes.
That was good stuff.
We used to listen to that stuff a lot. So.
Yes, we did.
At any rate, I'm getting off track here again.
That's all right.
But thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat Benatar.
Putting more rock and roll in my head. That's all I need.
You better run.
You better hide.
You better leave.
See you, friend.
All right, man.